Good morning. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. On Christmas Eve, Eric Johnson on Farm Talk had a chance to catch up with our old friend Mike Kruger, who's a little optimistic for next year. A little.
Well, I mean, I think there's a few things going on that that I think point towards maybe a better 26 than a 25. Number one is, you know, since the meeting with China back in October, and Chinese talked about buying 12 million tons of soybeans, and by the end of the crop year, which no one knows how to define that in this situation, but anyway, it looks to me and others like they've already bought 8 million tons out of that 12. That's a big jump in just 6 or 8 weeks. Part of the problems is these weekly export sales reports are still behind from the government shutdown, which I don't quite understand. So they have bought beans almost every day over the last 20 to 30 days. The USDA has been making those export sales announcements. So I think they're going to get to that 12 million tons probably by the end of February. And then, of course, the rest of the agreement was they do 25 million tons the next full 12 months and 25 after that. I think one of the issues with beans that people are going to start to talk about pretty quickly is we really can't do the full 25 million tons additional export sales of soybeans to China because we don't have the beans around. I mean, our ending stocks are going to be just less than 300 million bushels. 10 million tons of beans is almost 40 million bushels. 400 million bushels. So we don't have the amount of soybeans left on hand to do the kinds of sales we've done in years past, partly because we keep crushing record amounts of soybeans every month, and that soybean oil, of course, is going into renewable diesel and jet fuel, sustainable aviation fuel. So, I mean, I think things are tight in the situation with soybeans in the U.S., not so tight in Brazil. The other thing that just in the last couple of days, you know, weather's been pretty good in South America. Now this morning there was a private weather guy that put out a story about a high-pressure ridge may be starting to form over central Brazil. So I think people, when we get back from the holidays, will look at weather just a little bit more. I think people should be aware that corn exports are going to set an all-time record this year, and I think that in January the USDA is going to have to increase the corn export forecast again. And even wheat exports won't set a record, but they're going to be, I think, better than USDA's latest forecast. So there are some things going on out there from the demand side. I think, you know, we've had record world production for 8 or 10 years in a row of almost everything, but we've had record world consumption too. So even though the markets are crummy, I do think there's a glimmer of hope on the horizon. You know, wheat's been a dog. And a year ago, I thought wheat had the best chance to give us a good rally. Then, you know, knock off record crops in Canada, record crops in Australia, record crops in India. And we never used to talk much about India, but 2 years ago, India was on the verge of pretty big imports. I think the people that watch and know and understand wheat these days are now saying, and I agree with this, that, you know, wheat is not just wheat. There's all kinds of cheap, soft wheat available in the world. Not so big the supplies of good quality, high protein, you know, spring wheat, hard red winter wheat. So we might start to see really the wheat market develop in two totally different directions. We might see soft wheat, which we don't produce up here, soft red winter wheat in particular, stay cheap. But we could start to see some hard spots for the higher quality, higher protein wheats.
Mike Kruger, Christmas Eve on Farm Talk. Amy Ryan, Martinson Ag Risk Management, Friday afternoon, talking about a good day.
No news. Okay. Of course, the federal government's closed today, too, so no export news. It's technical buying, and yeah, we've just had a nice week. It's with just small gains all along the week. It's been kind of a step in the reduction, especially for soybeans.
But as always, on a Wednesday afternoon on AgriTalk, Bubba Horowitz with a dose of reality.
Well, I think they're malfunctioning, but they're going higher. So, you know, in the equities, grains are still in that stagflationary period, a little rally, but we're very dangerous and very close to a stagflationary period. I think it could get very ugly in here. We continue to hide from the facts and the truth of what's really going on in the economy. We get these ridiculous numbers out of the government, which really are not reality. I mean, our GDP is not 4.6%. I mean, you know, you want to make a thing out of it? I mean, we're turning into Japan, which is right now operating at a 260% of debt to GDP. And that's where we're headed, which is not good. That's the problem when you continue to funnel money into the system and you create inflation. And now you're losing jobs at a very scary and dramatic rate, because when you lose these jobs, they're not coming back. You know, the jobs are being replaced by AI are not coming back. And that's the bigger issue. But we continue to ignore it, because in a K-shaped economy, the top end of the K thrives, and they don't really give a crap about the rest of the world.
All right, we've got some hazardous weather still lingering, but the worst is well to our east. Let's see what kind of a weekend's shaping up weather-wise now on Inside Agriculture.